Happy Wisdom Wednesday, folks. Happy Wisdom Wednesday. Okay, it's time for me to be led. For you have 10 minutes. Given what we've been discussing, given what you have been watching and taking notes from, would you please ask a question? You don't have to do it now, but later on, I want you to tell me what you email me why you weren't in school at 8:15, and there may be all kinds of good reasons, and I'm not suggesting they're not. I just need to know them because that's when school starts. I'm glad you're here. I will keep us on the clock today, and Farasha, remind me, and I will respond, if you would. That's a request. It's not an order. Will you remind me of when we're halfway done class? What's the halfway mark, everybody?
9:40.
Okay. So remind me of that for our process break. And then remind me about 15 minutes before the end of class. So for the first 10 minutes or so, I'll start at least in the first section. Please ask a question from your notes and your viewing or your reflection on our discussion.
Let me look at some of my notes.
Would you put your link to your notes in the text chat, please? All right, while others put their notes there, that's not a major work. I've asked you to be ready, with where your notes are. Thank you, Kadira and Ali. Questions. What questions do you have? If you have no questions, it means I can ask you anything from the Inside Job movie, any word, anything that's described, and you could describe it and answer it. I could ask you.
Oh, no.
Well, you were to watch the movie. You were to take notes in 10-minute segments. Included in the notes were vocabulary words, notes, and questions. So when I'm asking you questions, I'm asking you questions to look for questions that you've already generated. Unless you understand everything, which is cool to me.
Okay, I understand.
Okay. You understand everything or you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying right now.
Okay, great.
Okay, I have a question. I found one.
Okay.
What is looting?
What is what?
Looting. Opposite exchange.
Okay, Allie, I'm not asking for your inside job notes unless you also, that's also where you put in your class notes. Okay, and I did look at this, Allie, from before, and as your inside job notes, what I don't see is they're being broken up into 10-minute segments. I see this as a text chat when we were discussing. I do not see your inside job notes. And I don't see a reflection, Allie, of last class or several of the classes.
I'll put another one again.
Thank you. Jabari, where are your class notes? Kadir, it's a great
There's a graph.
question. Look it up. Yes, Jabbar.
Inside job or class?
Both.
But Pastor Bible, yes, sir. You have my inside job notes, yes.
Mean you sent them to me via email? Now, you asked me to put them up. Do you know now how to put them up in your own file? I created a folder for you so you could
I
just
mean,
put them.
I've done that. It's in my inside job notes in my file.
They're in your folder.
Yes.
All right. And they are a series of hand files, if I remember correctly. Right?
Zach, could you repeat that, please?
Okay. Just a minute. I'm going to it right now. Okay, let's make sure I can delete the other one. I have marriage, bath time blues, and econ notes, August 31st. Is that it?
Annie.
So do you know when I ask for a link, do you know how to go and click on it and put the link here in the text chat?
Yes, I have the link from Monday's econ notes. Do you
Okay.
want the inside job notes too? Because I don't know if I sent those to you.
Okay, well, please give me the link to those as well. Now, here's what I'm looking at as your econ notes. Every page you create, not only should it be in your folder, it should start with your first name, and then the capital letter of your last name. So yours would be Farasha S hyphen econ notes, August 31st of 2002, or 080, hyphen zero. Try not to put spaces in there. Use hyphen for a space if you want to. But and every page, this is for everybody. Every page you create starts with your name. Okay. So that's just something that you're learning. All right. So I'm looking at your notes. I'll have your notes from August 31st, which is fine. And okay, Jabari, I have your inside job. I'm looking for your last class notes.
I gotta go see if I took some.
Repeat that. You have to do what?
I said I gotta go see if I took some.
Nadir?
Yes.
I see your economic conundrum notes, the text chat, which you assume you're using as your notes, as well as what you have typed. Now there's a possibility for a conflict of interest in Bank One sales. Okay. All right, so that's from last class, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And your inside job notes?
Oh, one second. Today's the second, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
So, what I, Jabari, what's your answer?
I haven't found any.
Jabari, you really do know, since we're only a couple of days now, you know whether you took notes or not. Right, so it doesn't really need to be finding them or not finding them. I really like being straight up. So is it a matter that you lost notes that you took or that you didn't take any? Please be honest, son.
I don't think I did. I didn't.
So let me see if I can find them was a lie.
I looked and I didn't find any.
You already knew that you didn't take any. If what you just said is true. See, both of them can't be true. So I want you to take notes in the text chat so that I can see them. If you want to keep them other places, that's your business, but I got to see them as we're moving along. Okay. So, thank you for all your notes. Would you please, Kadira, you asked me a question of what is looting. Would you look that up, please?
Yes.
Did you look it up?
Okay, sure.
Okay, look it up. All right. What? Any other questions you have?
I've got a question in text chat. Let me pull it up.
All right. I always put Farasha's so-called. Okay. And last class was really a lot about that. So I want you to also do that. Do you understand why I do that? You remember that? Why?
You said you want me to do what?
You have, okay, subprime mortgage.
User in your channel started recording.
And what I put in front of, if you're going to use subprime mortgage loans, then put so-called.
Okay.
And you do know, do you remember why I would suggest that?
Yes, because you said that it helps us remember that it wouldn't actually be a subprime mortgage loan. It's what the Europeans call it. And we need to, since we don't have another name for it just yet, we need to recognize that it's what they call it and it could be a misnomer.
Absolutely. And it's not just because that's what they called it. We are not an anti-European school, although it may seem like it. It's whenever what they do is oppressive to us, we're anti that in any shape, form, or fashion, psychologically, economically, politically. And subprime mortgage loans hints at blaming the victim. And we talked a lot of last class about that, blaming the victim. Okay? And it's actually not true that we haven't come up with one. Each one of you I asked to come up with a different name. So if you want to use some other name that you came up with for subprime mortgage loans, you can do that. And in the absence of that, would you say or type so-called? You're creating some distance. Okay? So with that, so-called subprime mortgage loans are loans that are given from other organizations' accounts that were never properly paid back, right? Nope. Good question. Nope. That's not quite true. Help her out. She's asking a question. What's your understanding? Is your understanding the same thing? I'm talking to your class.
User disconnected from your channel.
Hello. I'll go down the list. Allie, is what your question? Is your understanding the same as, and Farasha, you
user in your channel is recording.
Way, way out. Just is not quite true. You've been reading and studying. What's your answer, Allie? Come on, Allie. Please.
User disconnected
say
from your
what
channel.
You think, whatever. Are you afraid of speaking for fear that you will be incorrect?
Yes.
And since when has anybody in all the years you've been at IA beat you up or put you down because you answered incorrectly?
Never.
Then why are you bringing that here?
I don't know.
Stop it. You won't learn. You accelerate your learning by saying what you do know, whatever it is. And sometimes as you are talking, you work it out. And it's okay if you say what you think, and you may have a part of it right or all of it right. Or none, but you're in the game. And that's what learning is. Fear that you will be that you'll get it wrong, and what will somebody will say about you if you get it wrong, and all that is the death of learning.
Okay.
So answer. What?
So
go ahead.
The subprime implies that the crisis was caused by the bankers lending to the people, so they would give people the loans and the mortgage loans, and then that's when the economic collapse.
So you are agreeing that the they gave the people the loans and the people didn't pay the loans back, right? Okay. So you are affirming what Farasha said. All right. Nadir? You said you had a response. Nadir?
Just
wait. Well, I just give up a Kadir.
You just. And see what she'd put in the text chat.
She put something in the text chat?
Mm-hmm. She said anything taken, that's what she was looking up.
Right, I thought we were answering Farasha's question.
We are. As best we can.
Okay, well, whatever. I'll just go.
Going down the list, I got Alec, you know what I'm saying? That's not how I want to. I mean, I want to give everybody the opportunity. And then we also need to move on this, okay? And so,
right.
You know, I need to, this ain't the main point. I want to answer Farasha's question, and we have other things to do. So you indicated that you do have a response. Nobody else has indicated that they have one voluntarily. So would you say what you have, and then we'll move on. And I'll add some other things.
So, I don't agree with that definition of subprime loans. Well, subprime mortgage loans. What I do believe what they are is that the subprime mortgage loans were loans given out. They were predatory loans given out to people who were applying for loans so they could buy a mortgage for something they couldn't afford to pay with cash. And those subprime mortgage loans were not good loans to be given out to people because they were able to be manipulated so that the people would not be able to pay off the mortgages.
So you are agreeing with her, regardless of how it happened.
Huh?
I hear what you're saying, and you're putting a lot in trying to explain the whole story, which is important in a paragraph. Here, loans that were given from other organization accounts, okay? Notice Farasha, were given as a passive voice, so we don't know who's going to give it. I assume that the banksters gave from other organizations' accounts that, I assume, here you go, you got the passive voice again. So I assume you're saying that the borrowers never properly paid back. So, Eshibola, regardless of the quality of those, that's not what she's asking for right now, or how do they come about? Do you agree that the so-called subprime mortgages, fraudulent or not, were given from other organizational accounts and that those loans were not properly paid back?
What does she mean by organizational accounts?
Well, that would be great if you don't know to ask that of her.
Excuse me. I meant the Retired Teachers Association and the Retired Railroad Workers Association.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Yeah, that's how it matches up in my head. Yeah. I agree with
that. Sounds right to me.
Okay. All right.
User disconnected from your channel.
Let's start. Never properly paid back is not true. the key word is never. There are many people who were and still have so-called subprime mortgage
loans. User in your channel is recording.
Subprime mortgage loans mean high interest rate loans. It means where instead of getting an interest rate of, please type it in the text chat so that you get it, Jabari. High interest, so-called subprime mortgage loans are so-called high-risk loans, where the bank, where the lender, that word needs to be in your vocabulary, where the lender takes a greater risk or purports, says
user in your channel is recording
a greater risk and therefore is justified in charging higher interest rates. So 10% as opposed to 5%, which may seem like a little bit, over years it's actually quite a lot. And also, the terms of the loan are also, if it's a so-called subprime mortgage loan, the terms, part of the terms, type that word, the terms of the loan, one term.
User in your channel started recording.
Is your interest rate. The next term, a part of the loan, has to do with stuff like everything from penalties, everything from
user in your channel started recording.
Whether or not the interest rate fluctuates or whether it's a fixed rate. Okay. You remember we talked about fixed rate versus variable rate? If you don't remember, say, I don't remember.
I remember.
I don't.
All right. You take out a loan. A fixed rate is, let's say you get 5%. So 5% of the unpaid balance is what you're charged every month. And that percentage of what you charge won't go up over the life of the loan. 15-year loan, 30-year loan, 10-year loan, whatever. That's also the term of the loan, the year. So the interest is a term or part. Whether the interest rate is fixed or variable. And the period, that is the time, 10-year, 20-year, 30-year. Now, those three things I expect for you to have. Jabari, do you have those three things in there? Type them in the text chat. All right, those three different parts. There are others, but those, and those are the ones I'll talk about. So, we're into Farasha's question. So, those are the features of a so-called subprime mortgage loan. High interest rate because it's a higher risk. That is, the borrower is likely not to pay. And that could be, this is what they're saying. This is the rationale for a higher interest and negative terms in terms of the loan or not as favorable terms. If you are a prime borrower, then you have adequate income, and by their calculations, and you have job stability, and the loan to value of the home is high. Now, LTV is what it's called. Type it in the text chat. LTV. Okay. And that is, if Nadir's uncle wants to sell him a car. No. He wants to sell him a vintage iPad that was plated in gold. It was the first one that came out. And so by now, in addition to being gold plated, it also is antique. would you say that that iPad is very valuable? Give me a,
yes.
Give me a price. Give me a price of what you guessing. What do you think the value would be for that gold-plated?
$1 million.
Okay, $1 million. Type in the text chat. Everybody, weigh in. $10,000 for Rasha. Okay, weigh in, Ja. What would it be? Ja, we're trying to answer Farasha's question of what are these so-called subprime mortgages. Everybody, put your value in. Come on, y'all. Just put it in. Let's just go. You know, I like participation. Okay. Josh says $1,000. Nadir and Jabari, are y'all here?
Yes.
Yep.
Type. I don't see what you typed in the text chat or what it's worth. That's fine. And y'all do that quickly, please. Okay, my point is, where we're explaining now is LTV. So, if whatever you said it was worth, if Nadir's grandfather, I think that's who I said, is willing to sell that to him for half of what you said it's worth. $5,000, $500,000, $10,000, $500, $5,000, $2,000, and agreed to pay you back on a monthly schedule, with the understanding that if he didn't pay you back, as you had scheduled it out, those are the terms, that one of the terms is a schedule of payment. 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 1 year, 5 minutes. That you could take possession of the iPad. Would you consider that a good loan? Would you, if you had the money sitting someplace where you're not having, it's been saved up, so you're not using it to pay your transportation or pay your phone bill or whatever, and an idea comes and says, I got an opportunity to buy this for a fraction of what it's worth, and you agree that it's worth whatever you said, would you consider that a good loan? And would you make it? That's assuming Nadir can show you how he can pay for it. He's working. All right. Ja, why would you do that? Why would that be a good loan? Type it in the text chat. Allie, speak. Why would that be a good loan? Everybody else, weigh in. Come on. Come on. Get in the game.
Well, I believe it's a good loan because if you buy it, you could always resell it for higher, for the price that you think is more, if you cut it in half.
What do you mean, if you buy it? You're the lender. So speak as the lender, because that's the person who's saying, you know, that you think it's a good loan to make as a lender. So you mean, if you buy it as the lender?
If I lend the money.
If you lend the money, then what?
The buyer has a good deal because it's cut in half, and I could always.
You're on the right track. Keep talking.
Okay, and I could always resell it for a higher price because I got it for half.
You mean if the person defaults on the loan?
On.
Uh-huh. Very good. They default on the loan and you took possession of it. then the most you would have lost if they make you no payment is you would have bought it for half of, and you will could sell it for more.
Right.
All right, Jayu says it's not high risk. Either I get my money or I get my money. Right. Actually, either get your money or you get more money, right?
Right, right.
And that's because the value is high. That's because the value, right? The loan to value ratio, okay? That is, it's not a great risk on your part as a lender. Because as Josh said, you get your money or you get more money. As Ali said, you get your money or you can sell it for more money.
All right.
Okay. So, so that's a thing that's factored into also. So one part is the person's ability to pay. You know, see, what I'm doing here is trying to judge risk. Okay? Risk. Because the terms of the loan are based on how much risk as a lender I'm taking. Now, would you charge Nadir a lot of money for that loan that is a high interest rate or a low interest rate? Y'all know what interest is, right?
Yes.
Everybody clear what interest is?
No, can you explain?
Okay. Jabari, would you tell Kadira what interest is?
Interest is the money that someone, typically banks, will charge you for borrowing their money. Basically, you're paying someone to borrow their larger sums of money.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Give an example. Very good.
Like if I take out a loan to go to Aya, like for $500 a month or $1,000 a month or whatever, I would have to pay whatever percentage of that money back to the person who I was borrowing it from, because you know, they're losing money and they want that money back plus a little bit more for me taking their money.
And the little bit more is the interest.
Yes.
So if he borrowed and paid a yearly sum, and then, paid higher when one lump sum, for example, and then he paid his monthly payments to the bank, which is typically what happens in many instances. You pay your money to the bank or lender, and the lender says, I want my money back, and I'm going to charge you for using my money. Okay? That's interest. Now, interest rate is how much. So, if you're paying $500 a month, let's use simple, because this interest is like, it's a whole other subject for us to get into. So let's don't go into it. So you got to pay interest. Now, interest is how much you're going to pay back in addition to the principal. Type the word principal. There's no way around this. Principal would be, let's say, all right, Jabari, I's tuition is $500 a month times 12 months. How much is that, Jabari?
500 times 12? I'm going to have to work that out of my head. Let me see.
You can do it.
$6,000 a year.
Okay. So let's say that Aya, like some schools, go to that you have to pay your yearly tuition up front. And then what people do is go to the bank and get money and pay yearly tuition. And so we have a solid budget. We know what money we're going to have because we got all our money up front. And if you're, you know, dealing with less, you have to deal with that with the bank. But our money is there. Therefore, we can hire teachers and pay them and pay mortgages and create a budget. So let's say we go to that and somebody is wanting to charge you a flat interest rate, although your home's loans are not flat interest rates. But we're just going to assume a flat interest rate of 20%. What's 20% of 6,000?
Let's see. It is 1,200.
Very good. Excellent. So Jabari and or his family is going to pay a lender the $6,000 plus $1,200. So a total of $7,200. That's based on the interest rate. Well, Kadir, you take 10% and double it. That's one way to do it. Kadir, 10% of 6,000 is 600. And since I asked 20%, you can easily double that in your head. And you can also do 2 times 6. And comes up with 12 and add the 2 zeros. All right. So let's say the interest rate now is not 10%, 20%, it's 10%. How much is Jabari going to have to pay back in interest? Allie, I don't charge him 20%. I charge him very good. All right, so the interest rate really does matter. Would you like 20% or would you like 10%?
10.
All right. Now, if it's a good deal and a great loan-to-value ratio, I'm not taking a great risk. And I only charge the greater risk when, I mean, charge the larger interest when there's a greater risk. In this case, if we go back to our golden iPad, it's not a greater risk because the loan-to-value ratio is very low. I got much more value in it. So it's not a great risk to me. So I would charge them a lower interest rate. Okay, so now let's get back, because what we've been dealing with is the terms of the loan. Now, this is to answer your question, Farasha. What became clear is that we need to know what is a prime and so-called subprime mortgage loan or loan of any type. Okay, prime would be the best. Number one is like prime rib. If you eat steak, it's good. It's the number one kind of customer I want to deal with. Or subprime would be that's not the best. It's not the best prospects of being paid. It doesn't have a high, so they may, their credit history may be a little shaky in terms of people paying their money back on time. The loan to value, they may want to me to loan the money for this golden iPad, and it's worth $10,000, and the person is selling it for $10,000. Okay, so I don't have much value in there. All right, so those are the factors that typically, if somebody's going to say, here's a prime and so-called subprime. All right. Many black people, particularly, who had excellent credit, that is an excellent history of paying, had excellent wages to pay, and who were moving in homes that were worth more than the loan that they were asking for, according to the standard appraisals. Those black homeowners, millions of us, were given loans as if we were broke, not credit worthy, and there was not a good loan to value ratio. Do you understand that? Does everybody understand that?
Yes.
All right, now.
Yeah.
Everything I've said here, you need to get. I just mentioned three things. All right. So, and Farasha, many of those folks are still paying those loans. That is, they're still paying them and paying them on time. In fact, when they looked at the people who paid, who defaulted less, they found that even though the house that people were having to spend a larger part of their income to pay a mortgage, which is one of the things they measure, like, okay, if your mortgage payment is $500 a month, no, let's go ahead and make it more realistic. If your mortgage payment is $1,500 and you're making $10,000 a month take home, would I decide, and I look at your other expenses, and it looks like after I look at your other expenses and your income of $10,000 a month, which means you're making $120,000 a year, and I look at your other expenses, and after your other expenses, car note and everything else, you still have $5,000 a month that you don't need, aren't spending to live. Would I say would it make sense then that I would be more interested in lending you, making a deal to lend you money that you would pay me back $1,500 a month if you got $5,000 a month in extra in money that you're not using? Would you go for that? How come, Ja? You're making $120,000 a year. You want a loan from me, and the terms would be you'd be paying me back $1,500 a month. When I calculate your income, $10,000 a month, and your expenses, not counting the house because you are, whatever, of course you've been living in an apartment.
Hey, wake up.
You have $5,000 a month that you can bank. Okay, great, Farasha. Thank you. I'm just going to finish this sentence, and I appreciate that. So you have $5,000 a month that you're not spending on your car, food, family. You're making $10,000. You're basically living off of $5,000, and you have another $5,000 that you could put toward a mortgage. So would I consider that your ability to pay me back would be a good one? Because my interest, my payment, the monthly payment on this loan, this mortgage loan, is a small percentage of how much you make of your total income. All right. Give me a little bit of feedback, and then we'll go on process break. Is this too hard, too deep, too slow? Give me some feedback. For you. Don't speak for everybody else. Just speak for yourself.
Right now, it's going pretty smooth.
All right. Thank you, Kadir.
Yes, for now, I'm doing fine as well.
I understand.
All right. So you have 5 minutes, in this 5 minutes, I want you to I want you to get up and walk, and as you walk, I want you to think about what we've talked about. Think about Farasha's question and your question in there, and what we've, the different things that we've said, and you can just ponder them. You may want to sing about them. You may want to create images as you walk, but keep, like, just let the things that we've talked about flow through. Create images for them, and, you know, if you want to create a song or a rap, you can do that, but that's not required. I just want you to, before we add anything else, for you to have a sense of where you're going to place this, how you can see it. Maybe make a mind movie of seeing a person getting alone and those things, okay? But you got to get up and walk, all right? You're on your honor. I'm not there, so I can't control it. And that's what I want you to do. See you in
Okay.
See you
okay.
Tomorrow. Thank you, Farasha.
Microphone muted. User disconnected from your channel. User in your channel is recording. Microphone activated.
Alrighty. Let's come back. Hopefully you got some fresh air as you were walking. Would somebody say, so far, what is your understanding? Everybody, just type in the text chat. What is your understanding from today of prime versus so-called subprime mortgage loans? What are the features of it? It doesn't have to be in order. Just type in the text chat. What are we talking about? Type it quickly, please. We got 60 seconds.
User in your channel timed out.
Come on, everybody. Thank you, Nadir. Thank you, Kadir. Everybody, we're using, just put in the text chat. What did you hear? What did you learn this morning? We're in search of Farasha's question of subprime, and does that subprime mortgage basically mean that they were, the lenders lent subprime borrowers money, and those subprime borrowers did not pay their we defaulted on our loans, and that's essentially what the crisis was that caused the crisis in the country. Isn't that right, Farasha? Okay, so Farasha, I don't see your type. I see you got one thing. That's all you take from today?
You didn't see the other one?
I got one. Prime is a good loan with very good circumstances. I don't know what that means. What are good circumstances? And then I put so-called prime in there already, but it also has ARM loans. All right. And what's ARM?
Just so that adjustable rate mortgage.
Uh-huh. And that's versus a what kind of mortgage?
Fixed rate.
Okay. Okay, Jabara, I don't see anything from you. Kadira, from you. Jabara, type in small sentences. That way I see you participating. I don't want you to put it all together and then you put it all in one. I want small, short sentences, words. That way I know you're in the game. Ja,
user disconnected from your channel.
What you're typing is what you, what we've covered so far. What you learned. What are good loan circumstances? Now, Jabari, you got to get better. You got to get more specific. You tend to the general judgment conclusions, which may or may not be correct, but that's not the point. The point is here, you must be clear about what makes some a particular mortgage terrible, whether it was intentionally made or not. So what are the features, son? No, a subprime mortgage loan would be shaky credit. So one of the features of a so-called subprime mortgage loan would be to someone who has shaky credit. All right, I don't see LTV. Who did I miss? Where did I miss it? Who put LTV in there? You can call it the golden iPad loan or condition. Come on, Jabari, type specific things you learn. What you have is fine, though not always true, okay? And it's a judgment. It's not the particulars of it. What are the particulars of it? What are the particular words you've learned? Kadira, spell it out. She said adjustable rate mortgage. That's versus a fixed rate. The short version is ARM, ARM, adjustable rate mortgage. No, we already have dealt with particulars here, Jabari. Jabari, I'm only asking you particulars that we've covered this morning. And I have no understanding of why you don't have those in your notes and you can't repeat them back here enough. All right. So tell me, somebody, what's the lesson of the golden iPad example? What's the word or words that go with it or acronym? And please explain the point of it. Very good, Ja. The terms of the loan include the interest rate, fixed or variable, the period, that is the payback period, and can include other things, but those are key. No, what was the point of the golden iPad?
User disconnected from your channel.
Okay.
User in your channel is recording.
Type the word golden iPad equals LTV. That's loan to value ratio.
Can you repeat what LTV stands for again?
Loan to value. How much the loan is, or in the case the mortgage is, in relationship to how much it's worth. How much the loan is compared to how much the property is worth. In this case, the property is a golden iPad. And when I say equal LTV, it's just for you to connect those examples. And when I'm giving you examples like that, when I'm saying, okay, Jabari or Nadir or the railroad workers, I'm trying to involve you in it so that you will get it. So what I want to start doing is what I'm doing here, summarizing so that you make the connection between the golden iPad example and LTV. Most of you decided that that would be a good loan for you to make. Correct?
Yes.
Because the worth of the property was much greater than the loan, the money you would be risking in the loan. That with you as a lender. Got it?
Got it.
If you don't, it's okay. Ask again. Also, here, you can, another time, you can search it out. That's in the UK, but that's okay. All right. That just gives you a little quick example. And that's something that's figured in. Certainly, you figured it in when you decided you wanted to give that. All right, so let's now get at the part of, since we now know the difference between what would be called a so-called prime or good mortgage loan and one that would be more risky. And what I like is rather than prime and subprime, because we go from talking about the loan to talking about the people, and I don't like that. And because that's how racism and oppression works, even when you're not talking about the variable, it's not race. So as a lender, there may be safer loans and more risky loans. How about that? Does that make sense?
User in your channel is recording.
That would help me avoid the thinking of the people as subprime. And I'll let you know why that's important. You know, we've already said something about it, and you'll see more and more why.
User entered your channel.
In a racist and oppressive society, to blame the victim. And right now, let me go to the other part of some other parts of the question, because if in fact that's a somebody's given a subprime mortgage, then it implies that these folks were less than credit worthy. So let's go here and mix it up a little bit. Okay, click on that link, please.
Okay, it's loading.
This is from HuffPost. This was 2011, which may seem like eons to you, but it's yesterday. All right, and let's see. Whoever would like, read the first three paragraphs, please. Out loud.
Bank of America agreed to pay $335 million to resolve allegations that its countrywide unit engaged in widespread pattern of discrimination against qualified African American and Hispanic borrowers on home loans. When the settlement of the U.S. Justice Department was filed Wednesday with the Central District Court of California and is subject to court approval, the DOJ says it's the largest settlement in history over residential fair lending practices. According to the DOJ's complaint, countrywide charged over 200,000 African American and Hispanic borrowers higher fees and interest rates than non-Hispanic white borrowers or Caucasian borrowers with a similar credit profile. The complaint says these borrowers were charged higher fees and rates because of their race or national origin, rather than any other objective criteria.
Okay, now what we would say that if we were writing it is that these borrowers would charge higher fees and rates because of white racism based on, directed toward Africans or African Americans. You see what I'm saying? Only the slight part I want you to change, like we don't say slaves and we don't say masters. Typically, when people who are trying to be pro-black and who are black sometimes, they will say that the cause was a person's race. In this case, because they were charged higher fees and rates because of their race. Actually, it's never because of their race. They're charged higher rates because of white racism and greed, okay, based on their race. Do y'all understand the difference?
Yes.
Because if I was beat up just because of my race, if I was held back just because of my race, then what's the problem in that sentence? What's causing the problem?
Your race.
My race. So any reason, any wonder I want to be married to white people? Any wonder I want to bleach my skin? Any wonder I want to look and act and talk just like white people?
Because
my race is the problem.
Right.
So we don't, our race is not the problem. White racism, greed, fears, whatever, that's the problem. All right. Yes. Could it be? Very good job. I got you. All right. So let's pick up here what Nadir has read. This is just one particular settlement. Over 200,000 African American Hispanic borrowers. You got the interest rate, but there also are fees that are associated to make the deal happen. We won't get into what those fees are. Just know that whenever you originate a mortgage or a loan, there are fees, and then there is interest rate. And so these were much higher. Now, it was a problem here for Rasha that these people were not credit worthy.
You said, is it a problem?
Was that the problem, that these people were not credit worthy?
No.
All right. What was the problem? What created this overcharging?
Because of their color?
Because of whose color?
The Hispanic African Americans.
So the problem is our color. All you got to do is bleach your skin, Kadir, and talk white. You'll make it. If you go with what your answer is, what's the problem? What created this problem by which the Bank of America is paying this $335 million settlement? This overcharging problem, what created it?
Racism.
Thank you. It's real simple. Now, this is y'all, it's important. We're taking it step by step because embedded in stuff like subprime and whatever is you're likely to go the other direction. You're likely to go that, well, see, they lent this money to subprime borrowers, to borrowers who weren't credit worthy, who borrowers who couldn't afford to pay it back. They charge higher fees and higher interest because they were greater risk, Jabari. That's the storyline. And that's also associated with subprime borrowers. When in fact, you got it right here. Not even. All right. Next three paragraphs. Who wants to read it?
I'll read.
Go.
These institutions should make judgments based on applicants' creditworthiness, not the color of their skin, said Attorney General Eric Holder. With today's settlement, the federal government will ensure that more than 200,000 African American and Hispanic borrowers were discriminated were discriminated against by countrywide will be entitled compensation. Charlotte, North Carolina, based Bank of America Corporation, bought the nation's largest subprime lender, Country Financial Corporation, in 2008. Dan Fram, a Bank of America spokesman, said in a statement that the bank does not practice lending based on race. We discontinued countrywide products and practices that were not in keeping with our commitment and will continue to resolve and put behind us the remaining countrywide issues.
Hold it. Okay. So in these paragraphs that you read, any thing you want to say about?
Well, they basically just deny the fact that they're being modern racists. And
that's right. They just denied it. Okay. Now, here's some cover-up stuff that you need to look behind. Eric Holder is one of their boys. Yes, he's a black man, and he works for the banks. So how could he be working for the banks and have them have a $335 million settlement?
Because he wants to be like them?
He's one of them.
No,
why? That is, $335 million is chicken feed based on the harm. They needed to have gone to jail and paid restoration. See, $335 million sounds like a lot of money to you. But when you're talking about how much money is made, how much money was stolen, because that's what this was, over the number of years, then $335 million is chicken feed. And he says, with today's settlement, the federal government will ensure that more than 200,000 African-American and Hispanic borrowers who were discriminated against will be. What's that word in between? It didn't say will be compensated. What did he say?
Entitled.
So what about that? How you put that word in there? Why, what does that word do? Entitled to compensation.
They can believe that they should deserve compensation.
They can apply for it. See, this, he didn't say that we're going to make sure that they are compensated. Didn't say compensated fairly. But also, guess what? When someone hurts somebody, you don't just compensate. You also punish them as a deterrent for them not doing it further. All right, so just watch that, okay, entitled. This is the Aya Educational Institute Eye. You don't just go for the gloss of, oh, yes, they were hurt, oh, $35 million. Like, wait a minute, let's think about this. So there's several points here. Point number one, you know, were subprime borrowers the problem? Were black people and Hispanics who were discriminated against like this, were we less credit worthy? Now, see, you're likely to go for that because we've been trained to see ourselves as unworthy and less than. And because you've been trained to amplify any experience, negative experience you've had with a black person financially, we, all of us, to amplify it many, many times over and minimize that experiences with white people. Okay, that's the psychological. That's why blaming the victim was so important here. Okay, we're going to let's go down to steering borrowers into. You got those chapters? I mean, it's a couple of paragraphs down. By steering borrowers into so-called subprime loans from 2004 to 2007, the complaint alleges Countrywide harmed those qualified African Americans and Hispanic borrowers. Subprime loans, quote unquote, generally carried costlier terms such as prepayment penalties. Now, what is a prepayment penalty? What do you think that is? Just break down the word prepayment penalty.
It has already been paid.
Good guess, because you're using the prefix pre. All right, so let's go back to the golden iPad, if y'all are with me. The golden iPad, okay, whether you say it's worth $1 million or you worth 10,000 or you worth worth
User in your channel timed out.
All right.
User entered your
I'm
channel.
I'm going to make the loan to you because it's your granddaddy that's going to sell it to you for cheap, half the value of it. You agree to pay me back whatever that half amount is. Let's make it $5,000. You agree to pay back. I'm lending you $5,000 plus you're going to pay me interest. So you're going to pay me $5,000 plus $1,000. You're going to pay me $6,000. All right. Bet. It's a good safe bet for me. Well, let's say that you happen to have just come into some money. You won a lottery or your parents won a lottery or something. And you actually got a month after you started paying, because we had terms, you'd pay me over 12 months. You'd pay, that's the term of the period. And you'd also pay me this amount, $1,000 in interest. So I'd get $6,000 plus, $5,000 plus my $1,000. All right, those are terms. Suppose you come into some money just from someplace and you say, oh, I can pay Wekesa off. So you come to Wekesa and by Wekesa and say, Ajay Wekesa and says, man, I got your money, all of it. Now, and so actually I don't have to pay all that $1,000 interest because I've only used it for 3 months and I'll pay you 3 months worth of interest. I've been paying those, so I'm gonna pay you all off now. Now, for a lender, is a lender happy typically if somebody pays them and pays the money back?
No.
Why? They should be. That is, if I lent you $6,000 and I charge you interest rate per month doing it, and you paid it off in 3 months as opposed to 12, then I got my money back plus that 3 months interest. My money made money for me. Now I can find somebody else to lend the money to. Except for if I'm charging you high interest rates, exorbitant interest rates, then I don't want you to pay me off early. And so I establish prepayment penalty. So if you come into the money and you want to pay me, you got to pay me more for paying me early. How about that? Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
What?
That's what it says right here. Prepayment penalties. Now, Jabari, this is something specific that I expect for you to put in the text chat and for you to be able to repeat specifically, not generally. Okay? I don't want no general white folks are bad. I don't want no general we just discriminated against. Okay? I want you to be able to say this is how. If you say prepayment penalties, higher interest rates, those are two specific examples of terms. Okay, so somebody explain back to me what prepayment penalty means.
It means if I owe you money, say, I'll just use your example, $5,000, and it's $1,000 interest each month, and I come across the money and I pay you back in 3 months instead of the given time I was supposed to pay you back, you would give me a prepayment penalty, which means I would have to give you a certain amount of money extra from paying you back early instead of the time you gave me to pay you back.
That's right. All right, so higher interest, number one, very good, Alan. Higher interest, that's costlier terms, all right? So one is high interest. The next one, the first one in this line, in this paragraph, was prepayment penalty, so we got that. Next one is significantly higher adjustable interest rates. So already you know the higher interest rate. But then what is this adjustable? Then read that last part of the sentence, after significantly higher interest rates, Allie. Yes. dear. Come on, Allie.
It's all frozen.
Okay. All right. Kadir.
What? You said read after where?
Read after the paragraph, the line that says prepayment penalties. We've just covered that.
And then it says, and significantly higher adjustable interest rates that increase suddenly after 2 or 3 years, making the payments unaffordable and leaving the borrowers at a much higher risk of foreclosure.
Okay, so this is the ARM. Thank you, Kadir. Mo, Farasha, this is the ARM, okay? This is the adjustable rate mortgage, okay, that would adjust suddenly after 2 or 3 years. So you agree to pay me $500 a month because you can afford that. All of a sudden, you got to pay $650. Well, that breaks your budget. And I made sure that you, as a black borrower, got those kind of loans in those terms, even though you qualified for those prime, the best terms. So is a problem here, Farasha, in your statement that the subprime borrowers would lend money by somebody and from money from other organizations, and then they didn't pay them back?
No, that isn't the issue.
That's what caused the economic no. Okay. Now, I don't mean that you didn't have some people, but look, you just seen why some people couldn't pay it back. Why these $200,000? Because they were set up. Why were they set up? So the rich could get richer. And this part of you understand this class is how that happened and how it's still happening today.
Hey, wake up.
All right. Great. Excellent. Ja, you mean we can hear your voice today? Although it's time to go.
That you can.
Yay!
Great. Excellent. We will be joined by another student who is in the Northeast, and they operate on a schedule that we used to operate on, and that is you start school after Labor Day. We've shifted in response to some parents' requests that we start earlier and end earlier. And at the same time, then that kept some other people who are on the northern schedule a little bit at bay. So we have to have some flex in there for that. So we will be joined by another student in all likelihood next week.
Awesome.
All right. It's time to go. I'm going to... It's a brother, I think. they said, no! Okay, so here is that link. Let me just give you the another one. There's no dearth of news reports about our... the last one shows that as of 2012, that the same kind of discrimination continues to go on. So what I want you to do now, you what we covered here, I want you to be able to explain. In fact, here's what I want you to do. You got to make me a video explaining. So first you write it out. I want you to write out 3 of the key topics, and one has to be including this so-called subprime loans. We've talked about some other things. Take 3 topics. Make me a news report. So you're a news reporter and or an educator, and you are explaining in writing first. And then on video, this concept. And And the written version I want by Friday, because all this is basically a summary, okay? But here, what I'm wanting to get at is your being able to explain to your peers and to others these concepts. Written version due by Friday. Jabari, type it in the text chat. Written version, type whatever I'm asking you, I want you to type it in the text chat. You know, some people, when they apply for loans, some black people, when they put race, they put white.
But won't the person they give it to look at them and say you're not right, white?
Well, many loans are applied for and approved before the person sees you. And videos do Monday.
So what happens when they see you?
What happens when they see you? Well, it's a little harder for them to go back. They've already made terms and they got the paperwork and stuff like that. So it's hard, easier for you to hit them with a discrimination suit. I think it's terrible. I don't do it. I'd rather fight the oppression. But it's, you know, in the sense of, I understand there are different times. It's just how much we are still penalized for being proud of who we are. My father didn't call my name for 10 years because he thought that by taking on an African name that I would be in the poorhouse and wouldn't be able to feed my family because people would not hire me because I have an African name and all of that. And that certainly makes sense. All right. So you have your work. Farasha, thank you for that question. The part of it is that this crisis was caused by borrowers who were not worthy paying their money, not paying their fair mortgages is not true. Okay. And I don't mean that people didn't default on their mortgages. They did. And now you're learning some of why they did. Okay. So if I engineer, all right, let's one more example. You all know Sandra Bland, right? Why did Sandra, Sandra Bland change lanes?
Why did she do what?
Change lanes. The police officer pulled her over for changing lanes without signaling. That's what he said. Why did she change lanes from the left lane to the right lane?
Because he was behind her.
And she wanted to what? Let him go by. Right? Because typically a police officer
user in your channel timed out.
Over, let the police officer, right? So then yes. if he moves behind her, so and she moves over doing the right thing, and then he penalizes her for that, that's called a setup. You understand that? So
did she
move over? Yes, she moved over. Okay. But it's a setup. Okay. So when you are apportioning blame and responsibility, it's important that you know the real deal. Not just here, but as you are today listening to things. Okay. Now, I don't mean that black people don't do negative and crazy things. We do. I want us to be responsible for what we are responsible for, not what we're not responsible for. Okay. And if we're being played, then it's important that we learn so that we don't keep being played. That's why you're in this class, because you're up next. Okay? For being played. Because these people, these black people and Hispanics who took out these loans, they were not stupid. They were not uneducated. They were not uncredit worthy. But if you do not know the game, the economic and racial oppressive game, then you go for it. And I don't want y'all to go for it. And I want y'all to know how to share it with your peers. But I don't want you to go put any black people down at all. This is the stuff that we're in, and we're on a mission to educate ourselves and educate our community. Aini?
Yes.
Ronnie.
All right. Have a great lunch. You got your full 15 minutes. I'll see you on time 15 minutes from now. Go outside and do 180. Please do. Take
care. Okay.
User in your channel stopped recording.